This guy, this Muslim guy, was a taxi driver. So he was driving taxi. I won't tell you what country, because this is a small world and people view the khutbahs all over the world. Saudi, Dubai, Pakistan, Bangladesh, London, all over we have viewers on this khutbah. If I don't want to say where I'm at. So this Muslim taxi driver was driving his car playing some nasheed. Arabic nasheed, Islamic songs. Picked up another Muslim brother. The brother sat in the car. Take that off. That was not in the Quran and the Sunnah. So the poor taxi driver, he took it off, humble brother. Okay, this radical extreme Muslim came inside. It's not in Quran and Hadith that the Prophet used to sing nasheed. So brother took it off, drove a little block or two, pull aside, and asked the brother in the back. The taxi driver asked the brother inside. He said, "Could you please get off?" He said, what happened? I didn't reach where I'm going. Why you dropped me off?" He said, "It's not in Quran and Hadith that the Prophet rode a taxi in this country. You go and take a camel and walk." See, sometimes a lot of us think we're very slick, and we use this mouth with some false pretend that we're too righteous, we're too bright. We try to belittle people. You sit in a man taxi, he's listening to songs about the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You insult him and tell him, "Shut his wrist, this off." You want to quote Quran and Hadith? So the taxi driver was smart. He dropped him off. I didn't see in the Sunnah that the Prophet rode a taxi in this country. Go take your camel back there. Sometimes when we get the right answer, it hurts, but it pushes.